Washington.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Hundreds of Houston residents gathered last night to protest the killing of a woman in Minneapolis by a federal immigration officer.
No justice, no peace! No justice, no peace!
Demonstrators marched near the Galleria, while more than a dozen HPD officers looked on. This was just one of several protests planned both in Houston and nationwide after Renee Nicole Good was fatally shot on Wednesday. Rachel DeMond, one of the protest leaders, says this moment is a wake-up call.
This could happen to any one of us at any point, and so it's up to all of us to organize with our community, to mobilize, to continue to stay in the streets, and to demand what we know is possible, but that they don't want to give us.
More protests are planned in the Houston area this weekend, including one this evening organized by FIEL Houston. Harris County leaders this week said that renovating the Astrodome will require significant private investment. Their discussion comes after a recent analysis showed that renovating the historic structure could cost up to $750 million. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo said that's money the county doesn't have.
But we can't afford it as a county. And we asked the voters whether they would like to pay for it, and they voted no. And so if they're able to bring private investment, then, you know, it's something we could do. So right now we're, I think, in a very collaborative moment.
The county attorney's office will come back to commissioners at a future court date with options to work with the Astrodome Conservancy and explore financial options. The Houston Marathon is this weekend. The race is sold out, but there are events taking place throughout the weekend beginning today. Wade Moorhead is the executive director of the Houston Marathon Committee. He says a health and fitness expo opens this morning.
All the runners can come down and pick up their packets and visit hundreds of vendors in the Houston Methodist Fitness Expo, and we look forward to opening up. It's kind of our kickoff for the weekend. We'll see about 57,000 people come through Expo over the 2 days.
The Expo is open to the public. In addition to resources for the runners, Moorhead says there is plenty of shopping for the general public. I'm Alexandra.